I don't know. I mean, I don't know the exact. I will say this. If there's a national Oreo shortage, it'll be because of Kelly Clarkson.
Blame Kelly.
Holy. She has put on some.
She never was a fucking thin one anyway.
No, pull up that video for what was that
video? For what is it?
Since You've Been Gone.
Kelly Clarkson song? Okay.
Yeah. She was thin and young and looking terrific. And I saw her the other day on her show, and fucking she was, you know, Buffalo Bill's going to make a fucking skin suit out of her.
Or two.
Oh, my God. I wish you a great big fat person.
What's the name?
I think it was Since You've Been Gone.
Since You've Been Gone.
That's the song. Well, no, not the rainbow, but the other one. I think it was Since You've Been Gone. If you put in Kelly Clarkson, it'll come right up. Yeah, there it is.
That's her?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah, she's right off American. She was right off American Idol. I'm only getting one. Here's the thing.
We started our friends. Oh, wow. It was cool, but it was all
pretend. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to fucking... Since you've been gone.
Wow.
Yeah, I fucking...
Jesus Christ, she did pack it in, didn't she?
She really fucking...
Fucking eat a carriage of that tub of shit.
She really orca'd up. Since
you've been gone. Good. Doesn't even look like her.
No. It's a whole different girl. Look at those tits.
Wow. I don't remember that. I wasn't following that shit closely anyway.
She used to be a piece of ass, man. All wow. I remember is this video. She was like, God, can you hear me?
Now she's a chunk of ass.
Can you hear me okay? I hear nothing of myself in these headphones.
I mean, I hear you, but it sounds like you could go up a little bit.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? You know, hello? I don't sound... Do I sound okay to you?
Why the fuck would you? She's such a hot piece of ass. Oh yeah, look at her. Here she is now to sing a love song to a bag of Oreos.
It's gonna be. Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't do much jumping around anymore.
Oh my God, she's singing. Under the bridge.
That's going to be the only house big enough to hold her.
Collapsing under the bridge.
Breathless. Under the bridge. So,
have you ever heard Bobby Darin's version of the song Clementine?
No.
Okay, well, this might be an appropriate time. That's a bad song already, honey. Please.
Really,
come on.
It's a bad
song. It really is a bad song.
Yeah, she doesn't do much jumping around anymore. Oh, fucking.
Jesus Christ.
She'd buckle that stage if she jumped up and down on
she'd
it like
she'd have to make sure she had the Van Halen rider in that fucking contract. Make sure the safety features were put in.
I mean, you gotta know rock and roll,
you,
man.
You really gotta
fucking know. If you don't know,
because somebody listening to that and doesn't know would go, you'd think she'd want all the M&Ms.
No. You don't want the brown ones. That's stupid.
No, just hang with this for a minute, okay? Just
all right. Is the second speaker gonna kick?
In a cavern.
Okay.
Down by a canyon. Excavating for a mine. There lived a miner from North Carolina.
Gross.
And his daughter, Chubby Clementine. Now every morning Yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you knew she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, although she weighed 299.
Oh my God!
The old bridge trembled.
Yeah, it did.
And disassembled. Whoops! Dumped her into the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. Ho, ho, you know she went under. Ho, ho, I'm blowing bubbles down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer.
Are we going to talk about?
Were she slimmer, I might have saved that clementine.
Yeah, fuck you, you fat bitch.
She's lighter in the water, Bobby. You could have buffaloed her to shore or something. Are we going to talk about how this song is constructed the exact same way as Mac the Knife?
Yeah.
Are we going to fucking talk about that?
Doing fine. I wasn't nervous until the service that they held for Clementine. Hey, you sailor, ho, ho, way out on your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line.
God damn!
If she shows now, yell, there she blows now. It just may be Chunky Clementine. One more
damn
time.
One more time.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you're not forgotten. Fare thee well.
I record that song now, they'll get you canceled.
Yes, for sure. Dude, I have listened to that fucking clip show like 5 times.
Oh, have you really? Cool.
That is, that is like, that's a perfect encapsulation of us and our show and what we do. Because it's good. You and I are really good in all those bits. There's a couple times I'm like, you know. But it was, what was it, 2012?
14, 11, and 12.
14, 11, and 12. I mean, it's been 10 years ago.
What I keep telling you.
And it's like, you know, I was listening to that thinking, we need to get back to some of those things.
That's,
I don't know
I
exactly how
you
or what or, you know, but yeah, there's a couple of times, man. You fucking laughing and cracking yourself up was killing me.
Yeah.
Because you were fucking, here's the thing. You could have been sitting in a room by yourself with nobody. And genuinely fucking laughing at these things. That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah, it was, I kind of threw that together at the last minute. There was too much third world stuff to go through. And
yeah,
when we take a summer break around Hiroshima, that'll be ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a bear to put that third world thing together. Because it's not like, this year, I'm taking clips that'll be on the worst of at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They're already sitting there in Audacity form. I copy and paste and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the old shows, I got to hunt for them, then cut them out. And fucking, it's just a fucking pain in the ass. I should have always done it the way I'm doing it right now. I should have always done it that way.
Yeah.
But I just didn't get to it. Yeah, I've listened to like clip show a couple, two or three times.
Too. Fucking funny, dude. God damn. That Crane Dangles thing. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, if you... Anything 2014 or newer is on the website.
Yeah.
But anything 2005 to 13 is not there anymore.
Mm.
So there's a whole... There's 8 years worth of stuff that's sitting there that no one can hear.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Hmm.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Say it was 70 something.
70 bucks a
70 or 75 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was,
that's not bad.
They said it was sold out. Yeah, it's like Bert Kreischer, your and boy Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, that's See, that's probably why I didn't care to go.
Taylor Tomlinson and there's a couple other names in there.
Bert Kreischer.
I know who all of them are.
Bert Kreischer just fucking rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't care.
His podcast is not bad.
Yeah.
With Tom Segura. Tom Segura is also going to be in town. If he hasn't been already.
Tom Segura, I know that name. What is
he may have actually been here in April. So
isn't he the guy from No Country for Old Men?
No.
Oh.
No.
What's Anton?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
I'm very tired.
Fill that joke in for you. It's all right. I got you.
Very tired.
I got you.
Very sleepy today. Thanks to Sophie, who. Over the last week or so, I nicknamed Baby Bear, and now I about fucking nicknamed her Corpse last night because I about fucking murdered that cunt.
Yeah?
Oh.
About nicknamed her in loving memory of?
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking, she's just, every time I nod it off. Fucking quit! How was Vegas, man?
Have we not recorded since I got back from Vegas?
We haven't recorded since right before you left.
That's right. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I missed half a pool day.
You missed half of a pool day?
Mm-hmm. I missed half a pool day.
How's that? Yeah. How did you miss half a pool day?
So, I mean, you know, I was having some beers.
No, you?
I know. Surprising. Okay. Yeah. But I really had not had a ton yet. Normally, when I go out in the sun like, you know, we've had this week Tunyon. Or in, huh?
Tunya.
Yeah, right, yeah. Fuck you.
Well, I taught you
I will wear a swim shirt because I don't want to get fucking burnt up and, you know, cover up my fucking, man, I don't want to have bigger tits than most of the chicks in the
Plus, when you're as fat,
pool.
I mean, the honest answer is when you're as fat as we are,
you're just embarrassed. It's just, yeah.
It's
nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see it. It's fucking embarrassing.
Well, I forgot to take a swim shirt with me. So I'm like, you know, fuck it. It's Vegas. I don't give a fuck. So I'm at the pool. Now I got my suntan lotioned up, you know, SP fucking 500 or whatever.
Plus you guys had a bungalow again, right?
We did have a bungalow, but okay. I spent, you know, I was out in the pool. Fuck that. I'm in the sun. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I had probably had three or four beers. over the course of, a couple hours. Well, Trixie ordered me a massage. And so I went to the bungalow and was getting this fucking massage. Like a real, not like a fucking,
ask. Okay, all right, well, I got it.
You're guilty, looking at me like...
All right, I got it. Guilty conscience. I got it. I didn't say anything to you about it.
I remember getting on the table for this massage, and then I remember waking up several hours later on the couch in the bungalow.
On the couch?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that big was, time.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think just the combination of the sun, some booze... and a fucking massage. Have you ever had a massage, like a good massage?
I have not.
The first thing they do when you're done with massages, they'll give you a big bottle of water and go drink every single drop of this right now. Because it moves shit around and it's weird. It drains you.
Hmm. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Happy ending. I woke up on the fucking couch in the bungalow.
My most recent ex used to, 3 or 4 times a year, immediately after a big event or whatever, would go, or before.
Go for schvitz.
Yeah, she'd go get a... And if you're going to get one and you're not getting digitally penetrated, then what the fuck are you going for? That's what I say, America, and I'm going to vote for
digitally?
Me. Yes.
Or analog. Oh, a digit.
With a finger.
Gotcha.
And vote for me, and I'll make sure we all have... can live like Cleveland Browns quarterbacks. And you know...
Perpetual losers.
Well, isn't he being sued by 26 women now for?
Who are you talking about, Baker?
No, not the
Johnny.
Deshaun Watson.
That other fucking degenerate.
Yeah, the guy they just brought in from Houston.
Yeah,
is that his name, Deshaun? I don't want to get that
Watson.
Wrong. Is that
no,
his name?
Yeah. Let's just check
and. It was 26 women are now suing him for getting massages, and he, the story is, yeah, that's him.
Yep.
The story is that they, he kind of aggressively convinces them to jerk him off or whatever, and now he's being
aggressively,
sued by,
give me that fist.
Now he's being sued. Well, I mean, you don't even have to jerk me off. You hold it there and I'll pump it.
Oh, yeah.
Just hold it there. You don't have to do anything. Just lube your hand up and hold
it.
He's
asking you to hold it. That's it. Just hold it.
Yeah.
Fuck these fucking bastards.
But then the New York Times said the other day that they knew of 66 different women who had gotten.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
But he's being sued. But he's being sued by 26. And his line is, hey, I didn't force any of those women to do anything.
Of course not.
They all consented to whatever.
Just like Robert Kraft. Play on a page out of his playbook.
Yeah, just like... Epstein. And if you got $500 million and you're paying a girl $200, come on, man. You got to come off some cash.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had, actually, paid these girls $1,000, you probably could have gotten away with everything.
Probably.
You fucking tightwad idiot. Good.
All you got to do is just fucking wrap a couple $100 bills around your fucking Johnson and go, here, you want to hold this money?
What movie was it where the guy puts $100 on his cock and waits for the maid to walk in?
was that
a TV show or a movie recently? And yeah, I'm not.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Huh.
Man, I wish I had the guts to fucking try something like that.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I just do not have the guts to fucking. I'm not trying to say.
You don't have the guts. Hang on. The guts nor the cock.
Hang on. Let me backtrack a little bit, because I am really tired. I may not be properly explaining myself. I'm not saying I wish I had the nerve to fucking sexually assault some girl. I just don't have, that's just not in me to just,
Well, because you're...
fucking whip your cock out in front of a girl. Like, it's just not in me to...
Right.
It's even when I was young, that was not... in me.
Yeah.
It's just not who I am.
You know, you're what? You're going to be 50 this year,
50
right?
And six, yeah.
Yeah. You're 49 years old. So, nine, 10 years ago when we were doing these stories about, and it seemed like every time we did one of these stories about a guy, you know, these really specific things, whipping his dick out next to a dumpster.
Yeah.
You know, these really weird, specific sexual fetishes these guys got, and how they could zero in on that shit and what gets you to that point. They were always, at that time, roughly our age, 40.
Yeah. And they're still roughly our age.
And they're still, I got to be honest with you, I kind of figured by now you'd be in one of those stories. I really did. I figured, yeah, that, I don't, you know, I'll be reading stories about him. When he's on his hiatus, paid leave.
A popular podcaster, Brian Wise, was a forced hiatus from his...
Popular podcaster.
So, ladies and gentlemen. No, I just don't have it in me. I mean, all kidding aside, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't have it in me to fucking...
It's because you know right from wrong, and you're not a spoiled fucking brat. With money to burn.
I kind of need the girl to like me. That's why I can't pay for pussy. Because I could maybe talk myself into paying to get blown. I could maybe talk myself into that. But I don't think I could pay for pussy because I need the girl to like me a little bit.
Yeah. Not just laying there filing her nails while you're fucking.
Oh, I fucked a couple
while you're
girls.
Sweating all over her. Breathing heavy.
I fucked a couple girls over at Camp TGO who were disinterested. But
Shit.
But I mean, they were there. Like they came up, like, you know.
Hey, they were there.
That was the invitation. Hey.
So apparently, that was caring enough, right?
Yeah.
When you care enough to show up.
And it's, I mean, I just don't have it in me to fucking, like, even with a girl I know, like, I just don't have it in me to be like, whip my hog out or fucking, you know, like, this is not who I am. I just, you know.
Yeah. Sure.
Old fucking, I mean, I am an old creep, but that's a whole different thing from fucking, you know, what we're talking about, which is force.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So you missed half a day in Vegas.
Yeah, the rest of the time was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Went to see a show.
Okay, what'd you see?
Cirque du Soleil, or one version of it at the MGM.
Yeah. There's three or four different versions in Vegas.
Dude, just walking into that fucking theater was incredible. The whole theater is set up for this show.
Yeah.
Like, not just the stage area. There's motherfuckers behind us in fucking things, you know, interacting.
Thanks.
With this, it was amazing. It really was cool. It was neat. Yeah.
Kylie wanted to go, and we didn't get to go this time when we went, and I said, well, you know, like, next time. Anywho.
Yeah.
I got half a mind to fucking go and see Cirque du Soleil and send her fucking pictures of it, that coos. Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Boy, that sounded juicy.
Although I got to tell you something, we had pizza
gurgly.
We had pizza at work for lunch today, and I may have passed a cheese plug that daddy. Like, I had to leave at 2.
Yeah.
And I'm in the fucking shitter at 1:57. You know, and I was just like, I'll wait till I get home. I'll drop this thing off that I had to drop off, and I'll meet Jeff, and I'll fucking dump out real quick. Oh no. There was no waiting. I mean, it had to be that moment or I was going to be in trouble.
You know what fucks with me, and I forget about this. I'll go on these, I'll go on these jags where I want to chew gum. Like, you know, lunchtime comes up at work and I'll go over to the store and get a couple of things. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I want some gum. So I'll grab Juicy Fruit, you know, not like the old foiled wrap sticks. But
you're a Juicy Fruit.
How do you make a fruit cordial?
No.
Be nice to him.
No, he's a gentleman. Hey, yo. Oh.
But I'll grab, whatever. Geez, I cannot think of fucking anything.
Just fucking gum.
Anyway, well, the problem is I will sit there at my desk while I'm working, and I will fucking chew one piece after the other.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good thing they're not cigarettes, or I'd be fucking dead by now.
Yeah.
But I will sit there and just fucking chew gum. And in the people in my office fucking hate my guts because I chew it like a fucking 12-year-old girl. I'm cracking it. I'm popping it. Well, I think part of the reason I do that at work is because Trixie will fucking kill me if I ever bring gum back to the house because I chew it like a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
But What I forget about is that these gums are all, they're all sugar free. So they use that, whatever, erythritol, and, you know, to sweeten it, they use sugar alcohols. Well, those, I don't know if you've ever had sugar free candy.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Well, if you eat more than, like, even just one or two pieces of that shit, maybe it doesn't for you, but for me, it rips my fucking gut apart.
Oh, yeah?
I get fucking bubble gut like you would not fucking believe. And I sat there yesterday. I chewed fucking gum almost all goddamn day. And, man, I left work yesterday, and I... maybe that was half my problem yesterday, is I did shit, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jesus,
we're recording on Friday.
Christ.
And we normally record on Thursdays, and Thursday, 5:15 came and went, and I fucking texted...
Fucking...
I texted Jeff finally, and I go, are we recording today, or what's up? And Jeff was like,
ah. Oh, fuck me running.
I forgot it was Thursday. See, you give a motherfucker a few weeks off, and that's what happens.
Fucking Alzheimer's is setting in already.
Shit.
Mm. So, yeah. Mm.
That's all right.
Well, you know. Fucking work. Did I tell you what happened to me this week?
No. At work?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Have you ever been called in for like a human resources meeting?
Now I have been talked to.
Yeah.
But I haven't been formally called in by HR by anybody.
Well, I mean
two or three jobs ago I was sitting next to my boss one night and I was the third shifter, so I'd get there about, you know, 7 or 8 or whatever time I got there, and sitting next to my boss one night I did say, well, if these kids weren't so damn sexy, they wouldn't get fucked by all these. And my boss about hit the...
Story.
I mean, she had a great sense of humor. So,
but that was it. You found the... You found the limit, didn't you?
I've been talked to a couple times, but I've not had a formal HR meeting ever. And you know what? By the way, not for nothing, I probably should have two dozen times in my life. You know, I should have been talked to. I had a job where I thought for sure I was going to get fired a dozen times. I knew I was going to come into work that next night and be fired.
And be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually don't really know if anybody lodged a formal complaint. And here's the thing. I don't care. We've got some new people and they're young.
Going on your permanent record.
You know, so I'm kind of hoping that maybe it was an internal thing. Because that's how we handle shit. It has happened before in our group. We used to be a smaller group, and we were all in one kind of smaller room together. That we're now a little more spread out since we've grown a little bit over the last few years.
Spread out.
But if somebody said, like, you know, we all knew, hey, if somebody says something that's, you know, you don't like, just let's just say something. Let's just leave it out of human resources and figure it out ourselves here because we're fucking grown adults and we can handle our shit. But, so let me tell you what happened. So anyway, I had a small talking to with my immediate supervisor, who is almost identical in age to me. So, you know, we're both...
Male or female?
She's female.
Okay.
She's fucking awesome. She's great. But she sends me an IM on the internal thing there and says, she's like, I had to talk to you for a few minutes in a conference room. And I said, okay, I figured it was about, you know, work product or something. And, so earlier this week, I was sitting at my desk, and one of the older guys, who's probably in his early 60s, we really are a fucking geriatric home over there. We have like really young people and like us old farts.
So he's on his way out, though. Like he's not, like early 60s, he's not trying to fucking, you know.
Yeah, right.
Start a new career path. He's fucking.
So he comes over and he's asking me about some shit in a document that he's working on and stuff, but then he starts making this small talk, like we all always do about shit. He says something about having to go to the eye doctor and have something done about his cataracts. And dude, I'm sitting there and I'm already looking at him because I am completely disinterested in this part of the conversation. But I'm looking at him like I could care less, and I go, I said, I prefer Pontiacs myself. And we carried on with the conversation. He laughed, we laughed, we all had a fucking laugh. But as soon as I said it, my brain went, hey, stupid, it's 2022.
Uh-oh.
Oh! I did. I just deadpan looking at him. I said, well, yeah, I said, I prefer Pontiacs myself.
Uh-oh. Now That would happen.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, that's so quick, though.
Oh, I know.
God, that's quick.
I didn't even. It, do you say things sometimes and you don't realize your mouth is doing
do
it?
I
your
say,
mouth,
do I
your
say
mouth is
things?
Fucking going faster than your brain can pull the fucking rope back?
Dude, do I say things sometimes?
Jesus
Are you
Christ.
Out of your fucking mind?
Apparently so.
Yeah. Yes, of course
Jesus
I say
Christ,
things sometimes.
Yep.
The exception is when I actually catch myself and pull it back. Do I say things? Yeah, I do,
oh
Jeff.
My gosh, yeah, I prefer Pontiacs, but continue, please.
Cataracts. Oh, that's fucking quick. God damn it. Now,
I mean, the only thing that would have made that better is if I'd have just piped up and said, hey, everybody, that's a chink joke.
Yeah. cataracts.
And the funny thing is,
I hope
maybe,
you
see. Maybe the young kids don't get it, and the ones that are my age probably get it and just don't give a fuck. You know, most here's the thing: a lot of times people have headphones on because we're all writing shit, so not everybody always hears it. I don't. I say shit. I've said shit worse than that. But I don't think they. I don't think some of the younger ones get it. You know. I don't know. It's like I'm.
So who ratted you out?
Oh, I don't know, and I really don't care. I mean, I got a couple ideas because, like I said, we got a couple of younger folks, but I don't care, man. I really don't care. Here's the thing: I would love to retire from this place, but if something happens and I don't, whatever, I'll move on and I'll find something different. I'm not gonna. And here's that's the first time ever that anything like that has happened. So, you know, okay, I got my warning. I'm good, you know.
What's the conversation with HR like? With Jeff Durant and the fucking, with the HR gal in the fucking room. I mean, how did that go?
Oh, I was very, I'm sorry. Of course, you know, you got to do that shit, so. Yeah, I knew when I said it, I was wrong. I love everybody. And...
Yeah. I'm lefty trash. There's a story I had about now you gotta hang with this one. I know you're not gonna care, but I don't care.
Well,
that
I guess
you
we're talking
care.
About superhero movies.
No. The board of World Wrestling Entertainment. This is a story that broke yesterday. Let me finish. Because this is going to go in a couple different places.
All right.
Now, I don't know how to tell you this. We do have people who listen to this show. As I've told you before, near as I can tell, it's about a large room's worth of people at this stage of the game.
Okay.
8 years ago, you know, it was a million people in a year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, not so much. Right? But, you know... You may be surprised to know that their interests are different than yours. And, you know, if we talk about things that may interest other people.
No way.
You ain't the center of the universe, in other words. The Board of World Wrestling Entertainment is investigating a secret $3 million settlement.
Okay, I heard something about this.
That longtime chief executive Vince McMahon agreed to pay to a departing female employee with whom he allegedly had an affair. People, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so now here's, you got to get to, you know, as is with all these fucking stories, you got to get to paragraph 170,
right, yeah.
Line 8, before you get to the real fucking meat of it, right?
Yep.
This girl...
Was she a wrestler?
No.
Administrative or something? Probably work in the office?
She was a paralegal or some
shit. Oh, okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
And they hired her at $100,000 a year.
Fuck.
Okay. And once he started to fuck her, she got a raise to $200,000 a year.
She must be really good at her job.
And then on the way out the door... Vince McMahon gives her $1 million and agrees to pay her $2 million over the next 5 years. So I sat and figured that out. $7,692 a week.
I could live on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, and then she signs an NDA. Mm-hmm. And then one of her friends, quote unquote friends, emails one of the board members from WWE, and now it's a whole thing.
Yeah, right, of course. Okay.
The email to the board also alleged that Mr. McMahon, quote, gave her like
Mr. McMahon
gave her like a toy, end quote, to John Laurinaitis, who's the head of talent relations at the Fed, right?
Okay.
So he was, not only was McMahon at 75.
Banging out a paralegal.
Fucking this 40 or 41 year old woman. He was passing her off to fucking Johnny Ace like a... Like the Kennedys in the 60s.
just a weekend at Hyannisport.
Yeah. Hey, Rob Bobby, you want to hit on this? Fucking just passing pussy around.
No, I've got to go fish my girlfriend out of the creek.
Hey, Rob. Allegedly.
Sorry, Teddy.
Allegedly. The directors received a copy of the $3 million agreement. The former employee, 41, had fallen on hard times before joining the company.
Yes, she did.
And spoke of needing extra money. Said people.
$100 million a year and salary wasn't cutting it?
Well, she said she had a law degree but had never taken the bar exam.
She was taking the bar.
A couple things.
Yeah.
I know inflation is bad, but $3 million for some pussy. God damn. Holy fucking dog shit. And that's not the only girl, because now the board of WWE has like a handful of other NDAs that he signed with other women. Yeah. And money paid out and this, that, and the other. He's 76 fucking years old.
Is he that old?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Why
are these people getting old?
Look, folks, I mean, we have a lot of fun on TGL Radio, but the fact of the matter is this, and this is not in character. This is me talking as a dude. If I could snap my fingers and not have a sex drive anymore, I would be just fine. The idea at 50 of trying to get some pussy is fucking grotesque. And this motherfucker at 75 is just fucking tearing off young ass 35 years younger than him. He's just fucking ripping off ass.
Yeah.
Ugh. I do not want to be old thinking about pussy. First of all, it feels fucking embarrassing.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just does.
Huh.
Anyway, he stepped aside while the investigation is ongoing.
He's still actively running that.
He's the CEO. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, 75 years old.
76 now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
But can you imagine at 75 wanting pussy?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Dude, by the time I'm 75, pussy will be such a distant fucking memory to me.
Come on, man. You think you're going to say 75?
I sat last night and figured out the exact date of when I will have outlived Abraham Lincoln. And figured that out last night.
You're going to trip and fall into a heart attack.
Trip and fall? I was sliding fucking Sonny Bonoing myself into a fucking heart attack. Michael Kennedy?
What was it?
Anybody else want to fucking slide into a tree in a skiing joke?
No, wasn't the one about John Jr.? You texted me this week the tweet you put out.
What did John Jr. miss most about Martha's Vineyard? the runway.
Dude, I read that. I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh, I know it.
So the answer to the question, of course, is...
The runway.
The runway, yes. Wow, $3 million. That's fucking crazy.
Better be some fire fucking snatch. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to tell you, in my young years, I've had some great pussy, but not $3 million pussy.
Not $3 million worth?
No. I didn't even want
to. If you had to put a price on the best you've ever had, what price would you put on it?
Oh,
that's a great question.
Boy, that's a great fucking question.
Best you ever had, what would you have been willing to pay for that?
the best I ever had, like, in my entire...
Even if it was a one-night stand or if it was somebody that you were with for a while. I mean, because, look, man, you know, baseball players only hit 300, 200, so it's not going to, you know... You're not going to be on every fucking night.
If you hit 300, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. So one-night stand, somebody you were with for a while.
Now, I'll be mad at myself tonight when I'm bleeping this out. Mm-hmm. So it's my own fucking fault, okay?
Okay. I figured, yeah.
And now, that went on through my teens, 20s, and 30s off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And pussy never got... Did you just poke yourself in the eye?
No, it's just this fucking knee.
Oh, it's the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Teens, 20s, and 30s off and on with this. And it was, and it never got better than fucking... Yeah, that was more of a blowjob deal.
Hey, blowjobs can be good, too.
No, this was a five-star.
But I'm thinking you would not, even if a blowjob was fucking just the best you've ever had.
Dude, I got the two.
A blowjob is, you know, there's a lot more with, you know.
I got the
package.
Two best blowjobs in my life about a week apart.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, when I was living up,
did you brush your teeth in between? Oh, you got them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Answer the question. Did you brush?
I'm so tired. That's really funny. God, you're the funniest motherfucker I know. Oh, shit.
I mean, at least did you do the coffee and mouthwash treatment?
At the bus station, no one cares if you brush your teeth. <true. laughs> Right. About 7 or 9 days apart, the two best blowjobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
by about 7 or 9 days apart. Oh. Like, I looked out and I went, this is the best blowjob I've ever had.
Like, you knew it then.
Oh, I fucking knew.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Nobody's ever going to top that.
Oh, and then a week and a half later.
Fucking tops it, huh?
Fucking sucked the skin off my rod.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ, that fucking girl. I mean, so let's just pick one girl. We'll pick the one girl.
Okay. You got to put a price on
now. Here's something that will not. Here's a piece of information you will not be surprised to know. And I've told maybe three people in the whole world this.
Okay.
And now you and our audience as well. Over the course of my lifetime, I have kept a written list of every girl I've ever done something.
No
with.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Now.
I didn't know that.
I'm almost 50.
Yeah.
Why I still have it, I have no idea. I just found it recently within the last month or two. Why I still have it, I don't know.
You don't have it digitized, do
but
you?
There is, no. Yeah. No, it's handwritten, baby. It's like the first five girls are like five-star pieces of pussy.
Yeah.
And then it's...
So you peaked early then.
And then it's girls that I remember I fucked, but I couldn't remember in what order. And then some point of the list going forward, it's all in order.
Did you keep this list when you... Did you start this list at the beginning, or did you have to go backfill it when you decided to start?
I had to backfill. Okay. I bet you I started it in my 20s at some point.
Okay.
And I've rewritten it over the years, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's a little code. There's like codes for like what happened with each, you know, whether she was married or, you know, like rather
yeah.
she had a boyfriend or, you know, yeah.
Whether she had a cock.
Well, not yet, but okay, I mean, right. Knock on wood, am I right?
Exactly.
The first five girls are like five-star pieces of pussy. And I think it's like then like maybe and like, you know, like first five.
Sure.
Might be on there. And then the rest of the list is like, I couldn't remember what order they came in, but then from a certain point of the list going to the end, it's every girl in the order I first had, the first time I had sex with them in order.
Okay.
So it's a list that I've kept for 20, 25 years at least.
Interesting.
Why I have, there's a completist
yeah,
thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Out of those five girls, if I had to pick one girl, that's the... greatest, it probably would have had to have been.
So for...
And what do you pay for that pussy?
Well, now, hang on a second.
Not $3 million is the answer to that.
Yeah, before we get to a monetary value on this snatch, I find for our 20th anniversary show coming up in Vegas, or is it 20?
Yeah.
I find all these girls and get them to come fucking interview on the show.
Now, here's the thing I've thought about doing. A couple years ago, I go, I'm going to have a roast for my birthday. And I'm going to have my girlfriend come in and roast me. Kylie at the time.
I didn't say you do.
But if I were to do it now, yeah. I would probably still have her ask her to come do it. She agreed to do it because at that time, she agreed to do it because I said, if you don't do it, I'll find an ex who will do it. So she agreed to do it.
You think she'd still do it?
I don't know.
Would you want her to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, she would have to. She's funny for a girl, but she's not roast funny. So she'd have to like, I'd have to be like, hey, why don't you come up with 10 or 12 points? We'll kind of try to make some fun jokes out of them. We'll give you, we'll get you 5 minutes.
And... Was she a swearer? Was she a cusser? Kylie?
No.
We didn't spend a ton of time, but...
Every now and then she would drop a fuck and it really made... It's like an 8-year-old doing it. It really just makes you
She didn't swear like you and I did.
No. But if I had to put...
All right. Let's get to the fucking money.
So we're talking... I have Vince McMahon fucking money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and here's the thing. I guess let's not say what would you have paid for that, because we already had that discussion.
I would pay tomorrow to fuck me.
Okay, well, all right. Well, then what would it be worth?
I don't know. Let me say this. I don't know.
How do you monetize it?
Well, I there are people who know how to. I don't know what a piece of pussy is worth.
Does it have a stock ticker symbol?
PSY?
It's just got three wavy fucking lines.
If emailed me or texted me tomorrow and went, listen, I am up against it and I am willing to fuck you for money.
For money.
Yeah. How much would I be willing to give her?
Are we saying... I don't know.
Just like from a death start, like right now you go, I'm going to put an insurance policy on this fucking piece of pussy in my life. Like,
okay.
How much do I think
it's
worth?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Not a million dollars.
Not $1 million. No pussy is worth a fucking million dollars. No, and she's a slob too, man. She's a fucking pig. Oh, I loved fucking that girl.
she's a slob.
She is. She's just a filthy fucking animal.
Just a filthy animal, huh?
Not $1 million, but with inflation being what it is, maybe it's Percy's worth $1 million
though. Yeah, I mean, it's worth a tank of gas at least, right?
Well,
I don't know. Do you have gas money these days?
8 hours, 9 hours to get to where she is. If I knew I could get this fucking girl,
you think it'd still be as good today as it was then?
Oh, probably not, but. Just to be able to look down at her and know it's her.
Yeah.
That would mean something.
Get your 3 seconds in and hit the road again and start heading home.
Shit. Have to drive fucking 8 to 10 hours to fuck a girl. No, she's... You're going to have to fuck, honey. I'm sorry. There's some fucking going to happen.
Yeah.
But boy, I just know. I mean, I don't know how you quantify that. But
I don't either.
It's not in millions. I'll tell you that.
All right, Abe. Fuck you. Oh.
$3 million Vince McMahon paid.
$3 million, and that was enough to get her to sign an NDA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But yet it got out anyway.
Yeah, a friend of hers emailed it, apparently, quote unquote, a friend of hers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Emailed it.
Yeah.
$3 million. Wow, man.
Yeah. Over the course of what, the next five years, right?
$1 million right now, and then $2 million over the next 5 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So if you break that down to a weekly paycheck, it's $7,600 or whatever a week.
$7,600 a week. I could live on that.
Yeah, I could find a way.
Yeah, oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, I could make that work.
Yeah.
Yep.
I may or may not be meeting someone in a nearby city over the 4th of July weekend.
Somebody you know, or is this a blind date?
No, somebody I know.
Okay.
So that may be happening over the upcoming.
Is this just going to be a one-time thing, or is this going to maybe blossom into a relationship?
No, there's no. She's too far away for that.
Okay.
But it's, you know.
Yeah.
Negotiations are ongoing.
Ongoing. Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah.
But again, I walked past a fucking mirror at work today, and I'm like, really, you fat pig? You're going to try to fuck this girl? Really? Really? The white fat Albert? You're really going to try to fuck this girl? Really?
It's fat Albert, and I'm going to stick my dick in you. And you're going to come a time or two.
Who had the great cover of that? So was it Dig who had the great cover of the Fat Albert theme?
Oh, God. I'd forgotten about
that. Hang on.
Holy shit.
Doug, you are not going to find this. Hang on. Let me get to it.
Oh, wow. God, I forgot about that.
Oh, Doug, don't worry about it then. Leave this one to Daddy. Okay, let's see here.
You finding it?
I am. Yeah, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah! You'll have some fun now with me on the game. Learning from each other. Why would you want this? Nah, 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 gonna have a good time. 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 Oh, God.
You want to hear Sublime do
it? No, this it's the same album that I've got up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to hear the Butthole Surfers cover the Underdog theme. You want to hear the Ramones. Is it the Ramones doing Spider-Man?
Ramones doing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Some of these cartoons I don't remember. Is Hong Kong Phooey on here?
Yeah.
Oh, Sublime. What is this?
Underdog.
Oh, this is okay.
The Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. Nice.
Butthole Surfers have some good. Uh-oh.
Hey!
If Dice were to sneeze. Hey! Yeah!
Achoo, hey!
Yeah, over there!
You fat bastard! Whew! Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Hang on. Pause this. So it's every other fucking Ramones song ever done.
Correctamundo.
Jesus Christ. Don't understand what people see in this group. Spider-Man.
We're talking about fucking nothing.
Nothing?
Where's your celebrity threesome at? We talked about celebrity threesomes before.
My celebrity threesome?
Yeah, you had said Penny and Bernadette was your celebrity threesome.
Oh, we're talking females.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't turn it down.
Jeff, by the way, we'll get back to celebrity threesomes. Jeff, by the way, sent me a text the other day. Now, check local listings. Check local listings, but it's been 90, close to 100 degrees the last few days.
Oh, earlier this week, we were pushing 100.
It was, yeah.
Ambient temperature.
Yes. Oh.
Fuck you, watch. Try standing up, you fat piece of shit. Fuck you.
You're a carrot, you fat type of shit. So check local listings, but it's been hot.
What did I say to
no,
you?
Don't even look because I'm going to read it.
Okay.
And it was high 90s, and it was humid. Oh. Humid. Shut up. And fucking Jeff sends me a text out of nowhere the other day and goes, he goes, I'm no chef, but Boyardee's nuts sweaty today. And I'm sitting at work.
I was envisioning you at work fucking howling.
And this text came in and I dropped my phone. I turned to the guy at work and I go, James, you are not going to fucking believe this ridiculous fucking text message I just got. I'm no chef, but Boyardee's nuts sweaty.
Sweaty.
I lost my mind.
So okay, let's go back to work for a minute. Remember the old guy I told you that was over at my desk telling me about his cars?
Yes. Yes.
So this guy does on Fridays about a 10-15 minute presentation for the rest of the tech writers on writing styles, standards and practices, things like that. And lately he's been focusing on hardware, bolts, you know, things like that. It's stuff that we see in engineering. I know it, but a lot of the tech writers don't. They don't know the difference between a Belleville washer and a flat washer and a fender washer, you know, shit like that. Luckily it's 10 minutes.
Now,
you know.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is a flat washer a flat washer?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm already picking up on it.
Yeah.
Smart motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, you're okay.
Hey, you're okay.
Can I finish my story, fuckface?
No.
Please.
Yep.
So, okay, I think the last one he was doing one on screws, doing one on washers, and
he's done one on brushes?
The last one we did,
like to give him the brush.
The last one we did was on nuts, and I could not attend it. I couldn't attend it. And I told him so. I said, hey, I said, I'm not going to listen in on your presentation. I said, because number one, I will be giggling the whole fucking 10 minutes. I'm 51 years old, and I will be giggling like a fucking 12-year-old. So sorry, but fucking do your presentation about your nuts on your own.
Boy, speaking of nuts. Speaking of doing a presentation about my nuts, I just tell you?
Yeah?
They will not get out of my fucking way.
Did you have to submit a proposal?
Just, dude.
On this 4th of July meeting?
Are they fucking just... Are they ever going to get the fuck out of my way again?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
It's over now.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the toilet water for the rest of my life.
And have you noticed this week how much further they're fucking dropping?
Oh, no. That's not new. That's not new to this age. But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can't get comfortable in bed. They're fucking everywhere. Yeah. I go to roll over. They're already there.
You walk around the house naked. You notice that cat litter on the floor, don't you? Yeah. What's that fucking tickle? Oh. Fucking cat litter. Jesus Christ. Keep the grass cut low is all I'm saying. Keep the grass low.
What the hell?
Or you'll
hell?
Be fucking walking through the backyard naked giggling.
What the hell is that all about? Well, if I knew it was
It's called getting old, you fucking dumbass.
Well, if I knew it was going to be that, I'll go walk through the backyard grass and whack my back.
What do you think you got a butt crack for? Pull them fuckers back up in there and it holds them out of the way. Do you know nothing about the body?
Dude, what the fuck is happening?
This guy went to school for 10 years to learn about the body. You don't jam your hand up someone's ass.
You're just in the way all the fucking time now.
You can't do anything.
No.
You try to take a piss, you got a handful of fucking nuts.
I mean, if I'm lucky, am I right?
For a minute, you think you found your fucking old gum, but it's not. It's your fucking ball sack.
I've had it with my own nuts. I had one of the techs at work try to make a coin purse joke the other day. I was like, hey, wait till you're pushing 50.
Yeah.
That's got to be a fucking, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Till you're pushing 50 and gravity's pulling down your fucking ball sack.
What the hell? Oof. Like, why is it, how can I be this old and this fat and fucking, by the way, if I gained any more weight, I'll be pissing on my own balls. That's the first thing I want to fucking tell you. Second thing is, how can the more weight I gain, the more my cock retracts into my fucking body, and yet my balls are bouncing off my fucking right. thighs? Yes,
should have been nicer to God when he was making us. It's all
How was that fair? They are just in the way.
Yep.
If I try to shave those fuckers now, it'd be a Tennessee Valley Authority project. Have to be winches and fucking cranes hauling things around. How do you shave that?
Close off one lane of traffic.
I'd get a manscaped, but I'd have to take two of them and fucking approach one ball from each side. It's hanging low, I'm telling you.
You gotta call a lawn care service for it.
Jesus Christ. We're at it.
You're gonna need a weed whacker, a fucking extendable limb saw, and some fucking clamps to hold these nuts out of your way. You know, you would think as plastic surgery happy as we are in this country and as vain as we are, there would be some kind of ball tuck.
There is.
Is there?
Yeah.
What do you donate to the extra skin to the burn centers? Can you imagine that? Having to get a fucking skin graft because you get burned and the doctor says, hey, thank God we got Brian Wise's fucking nutsack here to put on your face. Although I guess it wouldn't be the first time.
It would be the first time I had my nuts on his face.
Hey, that's a good job, but why is it all wrinkly?
Why is it hairy?
You fucking do the Dizzy Gillespie and it looks like you're blowing bubblegum.
I quit shaving it when she quit sucking it, that fucking slob. I ate that pussy like a champ, too. I didn't quit eating that pussy. I loved eating that pussy. That is no bullshit. But when that pig quit sucking, I quit shaving.
Yeah. Fuck him.
No, and I told her, too.
Fuck him.
I go, no, I'm not shaving it anymore. No. You don't put your mouth on it, you fucking...
Fucking, I'm not shaving it. I'm not washing it. Fuck you.
Actually, one time I did say to her, like, well, I mean, because, like, you know, like, hey, you know, let's get something going. And she's like, I'm going to grab a shower real quick. And I'm like, I'm not. She goes, why not? And I go, because you're not going to suck it. So who gives a shit? I'll just clam on top, fucking, you know, just do what I got to do, you slob. Beast. That's some good pussy, too, though. As I said to you about those young pictures of Vivian Vance you sent me the other day, the forehead is the splash zone.
I'd never seen pictures of young Vivian Vance.
Ooh, put your mouth on my balls and let me whack my ball on your fucking forehead. Young Vivian Vance, what the hell was that about? Holy fuck.
I had never seen those before. There you go. There's that one right there.
Holy shit. She was not bad.
She was not bad.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I mean, not for nothing. You could show Gone with the Wind on that forehead, though.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But, yeah. You know it was just a fucking train wreck down there.
Oh, forget it.
Just fucking miles and miles of fucking...
Who do you think was the first girl to be like, hey, I got an idea? Like, you know, like the first one to just go, man, this is, you know.
Do you think it was a chick or you think it was a guy that said, hey, listen, honey, not for nothing.
Dude, the first time I saw...
Chewing on your fucking pubes is not fucking getting it for me. You grab her fucking ponytail and shove it in her mouth. You like that? Huh? You fucking like that?
You know what? I was going to shave down to go meet this girl, but now I think I'm just going to leave it there and fucking make her put my balls in her, my fucking hairy balls in her mouth. Hairy balls. You talked to that guy lately?
I have not talked to Hairy Balls in a long time.
What about Hairy Knuckles? You ever talk to Hairy Knuckles
fuck
anymore?
Fuck him. I gave up on that asshole. Yeah, he skipped town.
Yeah. He could have produced this show. Harry Knuckles could have been a fucking legacy in this business, the podcast business. And he fucking skipped, you know, he did whatever he fucking did. And then now it's been Doug Reach around for fucking 15 years, 16 years or whatever.
I still think we need to go find fucking Crane.
Who? A Crane Dangles?
Crane Dangles.
The Velvet Fag. $3 van.
Just love it when I get those fucking screenshots of him fucking Nancying across the fucking stage.
Fucking Nancying too.
Dude, I laughed so hard when I got the text. Nancy.
He's just fucking Nancying in. It was already gay. And then fucking Liberace comes fucking Nancying in.
Dude, how about that fucking TikTok video?
That's what I'm talking about. With, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was the Liberace thing, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, is that Vivian right there?
That's Vivian Vance,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit. Huh?
Yeah.
Man, when she was young,
she was young, man. She was... Yeah.
God damn.
She was hot before the talkies.
Yes. Well... First girl to take it on the face on purpose was. I'd like to know who that. These are things we can't possibly know, but I want to know.
Who was the first one? What, to take it in the face?
Yeah, on
like
purpose.
On film or just
no,
like
just like
thought
in
that
the
that
world.
Would be hot and sexy.
Yeah, yeah, like in the world.
Tina Turner. Oh, you're talking about a load.
Yes, not a fist.
Slice fucking. Fucking rolled up Louisville slugger of a fist.
Fucking sing, bitch. Dude, I heard Flatbush City Limits the other day, and fuck you, that shit's amazing.
What is it?
Flatbush City Limits.
What is that?
By Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah?
Holy fuckaroni.
Nutbush.
Nutbush. What did I say, Flatbush?
Well, oh,
I'm
yeah.
Thinking about the,
Nutbush City Limits.
I'm thinking about the...
Do we want it live from Anaheim? Or
no, you want the studio
you
version
want the
of
studio?
It. Yeah.
73. That looks live too.
No, I said flat, but I'm thinking about the fucking Brooklyn Dodgers for some reason. But...
fucking Tina looking all, I'm going to be a star.
Yeah. She's going to see stars.
You're going to be unconscious.
I mean, come on. Come on. Oh, come on. She fucking had it, man. Young Tina, dude. Wow. She looks like a tranny, though, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Young Tina.
Whoa. No, no.
She looks like you're gonna get that... I mean, speaking of things being tucked, she looks like you're gonna fucking take that jumpsuit off and she got with a...
Keep those legs crossed. We don't want to popping out of there.
You see Tina fucking bouncing around on stage and some shit bouncing off her knee? Holy
the
shit.
The fuck is that? Is she got a ferret in her pants?
Is that a cock?
Is that Ike?
Yeah.
Ike's looking at me like, where am I going to smack this bitch tonight?
He's like, I can't wait to punch this bitch.
I cannot wait to fucking knock her unconscious.
He can't fucking wait.
He can't help himself.
He's just like, I can't wait. I can't wait to knock this fucking troll
baby,
out.
Baby, I can't wait.
I can't wait to knock this bitch out.
They fucking get done with this. They take the bow and the fucking director and we're out.
Boom!
Laser up. I'll be taking my bitch home now. Somebody want to get me the case for my bitch?
God damn it. Damn it, man. Come on. All right, we got it, Ike. Jesus, you have to fucking have a 20-minute arrangement? Fucking mix it up, you fucking idiot. I mean, he had to hit her. It's like Michael Jackson's dad.
Yeah.
He had to hit her, but he made her great.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You hit her if you care. Well,
fucking Jackson kid's turned out all
right. Fucking ain't right. Well, I mean, you know, in a matter of speaking. I mean, Michael had to fucking look at an 8-year-old boy's asshole like it was a periscope on a fucking submarine. But, you know, it's whatever. All right. I think maybe I can get 2 shows out of this.
Might be able to.
I have to cut a lot of stuff out. Yeah. I mean, none of it's funny, but I can get 2 shows out of this. That's what I get for not...
Start giving them 15 minutes. Fuck them. We can get the whole year out of this episode. Fuck these people. Nobody's got the attention span to listen to us prattle on for an hour.
Well, when you hear it, a lot of the stuff we've talked about today won't fucking be in here anymore. So I don't know how to tell you this. It's going to take 6 hours to edit one part of this.
Leave the comment in here about you having to cut stuff out. And then we'll offer that up as, you know, the extra stuff you get when you give us money.
Oh, yeah. If you'd like to hear...
If you'd like to hear Brian talk about his old girlfriends by name...
And how much you'd pay for their pussy. Yeah. If you fucking... Yeah. If you... Yeah. If you'd like to hear some random TikToker's list of their fucking perfect songs that take half an hour, Brian's going to cut out. If you'd like to hear that, pay us $5 a month.
Please.
Yeah. No thanks.
Don't know what you're missing with this special content.
Yeah. There's a reason this show is so heavily edited. It was because we're fucking 2 boring old idiots. Who's calling me? Anyway.
Answer it. Be good for the show.
No, I'm not going to do it, because I...
Fuck them.
How come you didn't bring a drink with you?
Hmm?
How come you didn't bring a drink with you?
Hmm? Because I just forgot to stop.
I almost stopped and grabbed something for you, but I was already running late.
No, I can hear it. You know, fuck that fat bastard. He doesn't need anything.
No, not for me. I know. No, I was... Shit, when I pulled out of that place, you were just getting here, so I would know I was already 20 minutes away from you, so... All right. Listen, it's good to see you.
Of course.
I'm sorry we didn't talk more about Vegas.
Meh. Next time. I mean, it was fun. Oh, we did fucking drive out to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah?
And nice, didn't see it.
Why is that?
Because we missed it. How do you miss the grand, biggest fucking hole in the, you know, planet?
Well... It's the second biggest hole. There was a girl I used to date.
Yeah, here we are back to paying for pussy again. Speaking of paying to see a hole.
Oh, yeah. That was a large hole.
All right, yeah. Speaking to pay to see a fucking hole.
Yeah.
So when we booked this trip back in, like, January, Trixie said to me, because last time we'd been in Vegas, we went to Red Rocks. We'd been to the Hoover Dam, you know. She's like, let's rent a...
Is this a goddamn?
This is a goddamn. Dude, that new fucking Beavis and Butthead movie looks fucking great.
Next week, baby.
Yes.
Next week.
That's Paramount, isn't it?
Paramount Plus, yeah.
So she said, let's rent a car and drive out to the Grand Canyon. Yeah, great. Okay, so I got a car reserved and shit. She said, let's get a convertible. Okay, so we fucking got a convertible. So we went with my buddy and his wife. And, they were like, hey, this day we're going to drive out to the canyon. You guys are more than welcome to come with us. And, you know, if you don't, that's fine. You don't have to go. They said, yeah, we'll go. So we just picked, like, from Vegas to the southwestern rim of the canyon. That's, like, the closest spot. And it's, like, 3.5 hour drive. Yeah, it's a healthy haul.
Yeah.
So we're looking at it like, oh, well, there's a sky bridge that they built recently. Down in it, it's a glass bottom. You walk out over it, you freak the fuck out.
Yeah, they call it the Widowmaker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we drove out there. The drive was fucking beautiful. It was great. It's fucking awesome. GPS is telling us we're almost there. And we come up on this little guard shack, and there's this little building off in the distance a little bit. And, you know, the guards, you guys park over there and get your tickets. I'm like, tickets?
Tickets. To see a hole in the earth?
Tickets for what? She goes, for the bus tour. Like, we don't want to take a bus tour. We just want to go to the Skywalk. Well, that's how you get to the Skywalk. Are you fucking shitting me? So, we're not even there yet. We're not to the canyon. So, let's go check this out. So, we go and park. So, we park and we go in. We're checking this out. $90 a piece.
Get the fuck out.
To get on a bus with other fucking hoople heads, probably with weak to no air conditioning, yeah, and ride out, get out, and walk. I already got a bad hip. Like, you know what? And of course, everybody's looking at me because I want to go see the Grand Canyon. I'm like, I don't want to see the Grand Canyon that fucking bad.
No.
We're getting in the car and we're going back to fucking Vegas and drink.
Yeah.
So, fuck you.
By the way, you've got the money, but that's not the fucking issue.
No, the money is not. I'm not paying $90 to get on a bus. There's other places. So we get home from Vegas and like literally two days later, I'm just sitting out flipping through TikTok and this video comes up. Somebody's filming, like they're holding the camera and walking along with looks like a husband and a kid. And they're walking along right along a guardrail around the fucking rim of the Grand Canyon. Like, where the fuck is this shit at? The fuck? How do we miss this? God, you know what? The fucking Indians were hiding it from. They saw us coming. I'm sure that's what it was. We were probably right there. The canyon was probably right behind that building. It was probably a big, giant fucking screen.
Like a Copperfield screen.
I'm sure of it.
Screepalooza.
Yes. So anyway, so we missed the canyon. But a Ford Mustang convertible, fucking top notch.
Baby.
Top fucking notch.
When I went to Springfield, I rented a respectable 4-door sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the Enterprise and they go, all right, listen, we can give you this Dodge Challenger or this Ford Mustang.
Nice.
And I go, all right, what's going to get better mileage? And he goes, I don't know. I think the Mustang.
Probably
go,
a little bit.
And I
bit.
Go, okay.
Convertible?
No.
Oh.
It could have been, but it was November.
Dude, anything can be a convertible.
Well, if you try hard enough.
All right.
So I'm coming back from Springfield that Sunday, Monday.
Springfield.
Tuesday morning or whatever it was. And I'm on the expressway, and it's a 5 or 6 lane, you know, fucking enormous. And I'm trying to get around this lane of traffic, and I get to the left, and I'm trying to get around, and I look down, and I'm going 98 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it was effortless. Just, I was like, ooh, that is way too much power. But the problem with driving that car is like you stop at a gas station, everyone looks at you goes, yeah, there's a fucking small dick middle-aged man with his fucking sports car. And fucking like, oh,
damn
come
straight,
on, man.
Yeah.
But this car fucking ruled.
Yeah.
God damn.
So on the way there, and of course then on the way back, we drove through the fucking whitest town in America.
Well, I think my son wants to live there.
We looked up the statistics because this town was kind of scary to drive through.
Is it a sundowner town?
Well, I'm guessing, it may not have to be because I don't think there's any around.
Oh.
Dude, we looked up the population is like 99.5% white.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably some indigenous folk. Yeah.
Well,
it was like, anybody want to stop here? Fucking keep driving.
If they vote Republican, my son wants to live there.
Well, I'm guessing they probably do.
My son goes, I'm going to find the smallest, deepest red town in this fucking country, and I'm moving there. My son has had it.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. He is. He's 28, and he's had it. Yeah, he's done. He's had it with your fucking togetherness and your inclusion and your fucking equality. He's had it. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we love you.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
And we'll see you soon. I'm on TGR Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.